Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday, people. Another Friday. Another Friday. Frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Another frickin' weekend. Hard to tell what's going to happen next. Anyway, it's the 26th day of April, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to hit *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 60 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 65 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's kind of a cool down just a little bit from what it has been, but hey, man, the days are getting longer and closer to my favorite time of the year, smoke. Not. But that's what it'll be. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Bombshell from a top border agent. Just 6% of illegal aliens in one sector even claim asylum. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return. Well, just starting the down the day to find my girl who's gone away. She took the Greyhound and the general store. Search myself, I search the town.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, bombshell from top border agent. Just 6% of illegal aliens in one sector even claim asylum. This is from Conservative Review. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. I was watching earlier Trump's speech to the NRA. And people, you know, we after what we've went over with the NRA, you know, the scandal that's going on, they might be completely ruined because of the embezzlement and you know, all the shit. And he's up there, and I mean, there, and your Second Amendment will be protected. You know, you can tell it's a small audience, and it is a hand-picked audience. I mean, in a country that where it's supposed to be a debate on, you know, every issue, there's two sides to every fucking coin, and I'm telling you, I mean, it was just a production, like everything else that we watch. It was just a production. I hear people, you know, the economy, you can tell it. Yeah, it's all the rich elite. There wasn't one person that wasn't fucking invited there, that wasn't there because they're a part of the fucking program. I mean, the bump stocks. I mean, did you forget about the bump stock? Did you forget about we'll take the guns first and then we'll talk about the due process of the law? I don't think so. And I mean, I think that, you know, they say the economy's so wonderful. I mean, that's the first thing he jumps on. It's just, oh, the economy is just wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, for the handful of the people in that fucking room, I got to believe it's real, fucking everything is just fucking going perfect. But the bottom line is there's these assholes that are sitting around in one of the stupid fucking little Fox programs there. And they're going, the economy, everybody's excited about the economy. But some reason his approval ratings the people that like him just keep dropping. And they said, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. Well, yeah, I guess it doesn't make sense when you're running a propaganda program. But it's bad enough until they have to at least say it to maintain some credibility that, hey, he's losing people left and right. All that's left is the con people that put his ass into office, the filthy rich, and the goddamn, Masonic Lodge. That's all that's left for the son of a bitch. Look into the future and tell me you don't see. Hey, you better get ready to fight, people. What percentage of illegal aliens crossing the border are claiming asylum? 80%? 50? That's what you'd think from listening to the news and the publications, but what if I told you it could be lower than 10%? The prevailing narrative about our border is that the surge in illegal immigration is dominated by Central American family units who instantly assert a credible fear of persecution and are immediately processed as asylum seekers and released into our interior with the faint hope that they will show up to a court hearing. Where their claim will likely be turned down. While it is likely that the perception of bogus asylum claims as the key to obtaining release into our country is what motivated this wave originally, it appears that few of them are even asserting a bogus credible fear at all. Yet we are still processing them as if they are legitimate asylees instead of immediately placing them into expedited removal as required by law. And we've told you this all along. It's just like him writing, going to write the waivers for those, the waivers he wrote for the Iran sanctions, waivers. There are no waivers in fucking law. Is it law? It's arbitrary and capricious fucking rule by a fucking dictator. On Monday, Carl Landrum, Deputy Chief Patrol Agent of the Yuma Sector, released a surprising piece of information on Fox News that fundamentally upends the public perception at the border, a fact that would even surprise most in government. No, it wouldn't. They try to act like they got to keep that false narrative alive, that there's some kind of discourse between the super elite, that there's really a tension between them. It's who can come up with the best plan to steal the most and put the people under the most fucking servitude. That's all that matters to all of them. Only 6% of the people crossing the border are expressing a credible fear of requesting asylum. And they've been trying to bleed up to this fucking point of revealing, all along, interviewing the caravan members. And they're, I'm an international worker. I'm coming here to take an American's job. They'll fucking tell you straight up. And they have been, in little pieces. But, here's just the whole fucking thing thrown at you. When it finally becomes common knowledge, then you'll hear them say, somebody will come out and say, it's stunning, stunning. What do they call it up here? Bombshell, stunning. No, not bombshell, stunning. We know exactly what the fuck they're doing. Yuma Sector is specifically Custom and Border Protection (CBP) has declined to answer my request for similar data for other border sectors. Yuma is one of the sectors where we are seeing large family units from Central America cross almost daily. A whopping 24,198 individuals in family units have been apprehended in Yuma for the first 6 months of fiscal year 2019, up from 6,487 in fiscal year 2018. Yuma is the third hardest hit sector behind the Rio Grande Valley and El Paso sectors, so the fact that we have it from the Deputy Chief Patrol Agent that only 6% of overall apprehensions in that sector are even expressing a credible fear is earth-shattering. Earth-shattering, people. We know they're just pumping them across. Trump getting, when Trump started talking about immigration at that goddamn NRA speech. And he's talking about, we're getting the bad guys and we're getting doing this. And then people, yeah. They're there. They're there because that's all there is left. Is, you know, your goddamn local lodges, people pick from them. I guarantee everyone that was there was hand-picked because there was no dissent. You would hear the dissent because the dissent we know is out here. We see it in the writings and we hear it in the fucking broadcasts. Earth-shattering and has disturbing ramifications. The revelation means that our government has essentially vitiated the entire Immigration and Nationality Act. Now, this is what we're talking about. This is what was supposed to be the policies put on, and there are policies, and it's all in the admiralty, because this is one of the things, the very few things that this goddamn, that federal government that we hired a long, long time ago that doesn't exist anymore, this is one of the things they were supposed to do, is guard our fucking borders. That was one of the few authorities that we gave them, but then again, that was supposed to be done by the Coast Guard. And then, you know, they came up with the goddamn border guard, you know, the border patrol. But the bottom line is, it's where our fucking, it's our boundary lines. And has declared a de facto open border. Now, did you hear what I just said? This is what we've been talking about. When he says, you got 1 year, just, I don't give a fuck who you are. And they are coming from everywhere around the fucking world and coming right up through Mexico. They're flying to Mexico. The chinks are paying, you know, 80,000 bucks to get there and get in through and get the, you know, just to walk across the goddamn border. There is no deterrent on our fucking southern border, period. That's what we say here. The revelation means that our government, that ain't our government, that is the goddamn United States Corporation, an illegal entity, a fraud, a fucking, a crime against the fucking people and the people's authority. The United, our government has essentially, vindicated the entire Immigration and Nationality Act. That means just put it aside. That was the laws that we're controlling. That's why, you know, for so many years, you know, yeah, even with, they were coming across all along, but there was some kind of pretense of fucking some kind of law being enforced on the border, and has declared a de facto open border. And de facto my ass. There's nothing de facto about it. It's fucking open, period. And they fucking know it. And they're organized. They've got another big 2,000, person caravan headed here right now. And they're going to walk right across that son of a bitch, undeterred. And violate, I mean, it's like everything else, man. It's arbitrary and capricious. You have a corporate aristocracy. This is not fucking law. It is policy, and it's their, at their discretion as an illegal entity that they are, whether they enforce their policies or not. And it hasn't a goddamn thing to do with we, the people that own this country, and the fact that, our government is usurped by a fucking international corporation. That cannot exist. This is not about the erroneous interpretation of asylum law. Now listen to this, because this is where we start talking about, you know, the loophole thing. You know, they say there's all these loopholes. No, those loopholes were intentionally placed there for them to walk right through your fucking borders. It's subject matter that they leave to the to be defined by the fucking so-called judges, the Star Chamber judges that they appointed, that the corporation appointed. So of course it's just it doesn't mean what it says, because it never said nothing to start with. It was left as open subject matter. We are shredding every word of the INA, that is the Immigration Nationality Act, and processing and releasing almost all of these people, even those who don't express a credible fear, rather than immediately placing them in expedited deportation. It is true that more people will likely express a credible fear if we were to do that, but that assertion should be denied, starting a maximum 7-day clock for an appeal. Thereafter, they can be returned to expedited removal, and no immigration judge, much less an Article 3 judge, can get involved in any way. This is current law, and no new law can be written more emphatically than the one on the books. So this is what's on the books. What have they done? How have they gotten around that? They have written exceptions to it. And Trumpy has to sign on to those people, just like he had to sign on to the National Defense Authorization Act, like he had to sign on to the War Powers Act, like he had to sign on to all. He's running it. This is his fucking show. The problem is, at this point, they are all being released, and that clock never starting. So by the law that is written that they're supposed to be going by, that executive branch of the government, which it ain't, I mean, that's hard to talk about again because it's not our government. It is a goddamn corporation that cannot exist. It is a fraud from the fucking meter maid to the president. We all know it. And we are not fucking corporate subjects. I mean, that's what this whole fight's about. And that clock never starting. Therefore, even if we track them down later on, they can always reassert their claim at that point and further delay deportation. So this is this is purpose. And like I said, when they talked about, he talked about what a great job he's doing down on the border. Nobody in that fucking audience knows that he just gave 1 year for them to open the border for one fucking year without question. You just walk right across that son of a bitch. But that what are you fucking cheering for? Oh, because I'm a Mason and I'm one of the corporate elite. I guarantee you there wasn't one poor man in that fucking crowd. None of like the millions and millions of dumbass poor people out here that send their money to the NRA thinking that they're going to get some kind of corporate representation in the admiralty that's going to save their second article right that cannot be touched. That is absolute fucking law. I first started to suspect that most of the families were not asserting a credible fear when I examined the USCIS credibility fear caseload data for the first 4 months of the fiscal year. USCIS has received 35,310 credible fear cases for the first 4 months of this fiscal year. That is a high number, but that is roughly on pace for the same high baseline of fiscal year 2018 when we hit nearly 100,000 cases. We are on pace for about 106,000 claims this year. One would expect with our border numbers crushing those from last year that if it's being driven primarily by asylum requests of Central American families, the dockets would swell even over the last year's numbers. That is simply not the case. There's been a 370% increase in family units for the first half of this fiscal year, compared with the first half of fiscal year 2018. The one caveat is that the USCIS credible fear caseload data for February and March, the two busiest months, has not yet been published. But based on what we see for the first 4 months, it's clear that that credible fear cases are in no way increasing, commensurated to the increase, in comparison to the increase of family units coming in. Furthermore, data from Syracuse University Transnational Records assesses Access Clearinghouse also confirms this trend. In an analysis titled Newly Arriving Families, Not Main Reason for Immigration Court Growing Backlog, asserts, since September, about one out of every four newly initiated filings recorded by the Immigration Court have been designated by the Department of Homeland Security as, quote, family unit cases. That is just 41,488 out of 174,628 cases. Like I said, they're coming up. They're telling you. We are international workers. We are coming to the United States to work. And Trump's up there. I mean, like yesterday we had the article. Trump's I think it was Jared Kushner. Trump's main concern is American wages and jobs. Jobs. Must be an election coming up, people.
Henry.
Yeah.
You know, and at the same, in the same breath, these idiots over there, all these MSM jackoffs, are saying that the economy's never been better. There's more jobs now than ever. But gee, I wonder fucking why. I mean, you know, it's just you get so goddamn tired of hearing the whole storyline. It just drives you nuts.
Well, they talk about all the new hiring in the different industries. Yeah, there's new hiring, and they're international workers working for $5 an hour, paying nothing into this system, and they're getting fucking welfare, they're getting housing, because that's subsidized labor for the fucking industry in this goddamn country. That's all in the hell it is. Yeah, they're hiring like a son of a bitch, but none of them are fucking Americans. The 100 million Americans that were displaced in 2008 are still fucking displaced. Because they ain't going to hire them back, even though they're the tops in their field. Because you'd have to pay them a fucking working wage. And you wouldn't get the subsidy from the fucking, the rest of the middle class that's working and paying taxes out the goddamn ass. So that these corporations who just got their taxes knocked down to 21%. So that they can have the subsidized labor. That's what it is. If you got somebody working for you and they ain't making enough money so they can fucking eat. And then we, the rest of the people, have to pay your employees enough money, give them more money, enough so that they can eat. That's called subsidizing. And that's all the fuck that's going on here. They are fucking destroying it right in front of us.
And also, when it creates news, it creates chibber jabber, and that keeps these idiots in business over Fox News and MSNBC. If these goddamn invaders wouldn't cross, or if they weren't here, there'd be no goddamn news. A lot of people would be out of a fucking job.
Exactly correct, dude. You're exactly right. It's all right at this point in the ball game, man. It's nothing but a production. They're doing what they're doing, and they're doing it right out on the open and telling you they're doing it. The same fucking Trump that, you know, that's concerned about American jobs. He's the one, all those fucking visas for the middle class jobs. And we told you that was going to happen. Go out and get that son of a bitch. I know what he's here for. Goddamn, he likes slave labor. He's an international goddamn real estate mogul. Come on, people. That people that don't know he's one of us, and every one of them's going to get thrown out of here, and everything's going to be wonderful again in America. Make America great. Now, he was claiming, that was one of the things he said. I fucking laughed. He said, I've thought of a new slogan, says he. Keep America great. By God, it ain't, fuck if this is what it is. I mean, the real people, the 75%, not this fucking, like the room full of fucking cheering Masonic fucking elitist assholes that they put together in that room for that fucking speech. It's just all more bullshit to try to sell you on that. Yeah, the people came out and they're behind. No, they're not. I mean, I talk to a lot of fuck. I mean, I make a point of it. I don't leave this house very goddamn often, and that's a natural fact. But when I do go somewhere and I go into the cities and stuff, I talk to every fucking buddy. Everybody I run into, and it don't take me long to get into the conversation, you know, of what do you think about this? And every fucking one of them is frying ass piss. I mean, it's like them talking about Hillary, during that last election. Oh God, Hillary's backing and all that stuff. And, you go across the thing, there was Trump signs all over the place because the idiots had fell for the fucking, for the Carnival Act. But I couldn't run across nobody. That fucking was pro-Hillary. So, like I said, you know, this is, he's in the same fucking boat now. I mean, and they're showing this Joe Biden, you know, they're comparing him to, you know, how he naturally just take the leadership in that particular phony fucking corporate fucking organization known as the Democratic Party. He just naturally, like, when they first started the polling in the last fucking act or the last production, Jeb Bush would enter at 46%. And they're saying the same thing about that fucking pedophile Joe Biden. It's all just a game, people. The only way you can fucking let them know what you fucking think as an American national is to unregister to vote. Just say, they're gonna replace, and I'm not gonna play games with you. All these illegals are going to vote and replace your vote. But what you're telling them, and you are the ones they fucking fear, whether you realize it or not. What you're telling them is we're not playing the fucking game anymore. And I'll tell you, that would do more to fucking shake their fucking, I mean, they'd be shaking. They're shaking right now. But if everybody that just went out and just unregistered to vote, took their late night, you're going to have a goddamn, you're going to have acquiescence. You're going to have consent. From fucking foreigners who aren't even supposed to be here, who use lying son of a bitch. Now, then they would know that you've had it with them. You're not going to they ain't going to con you. They might as well just shut the production down. It's not doing anything for anybody but themselves. They're talking to themselves. They're preaching to the choir. Just like today at that NRA so-called thing. Fucking shit. Like it was even believable. It's an insult to the intelligence. Come on. We know better. I know better. You know better. I have talked to some fucking people that play down in the city. I mean, hippie, like the new hippie guys that you would expect would be Antifa and stuff. And they're not. There's a lot of them in the goddamn cities that are saying that, I own an AR-15. Come try to get my fucking gun. I will fucking shoot them. Everybody knows what's going on. They know we know what's going on, but they think they can push it through. I mean, every time, that's what the big challenge is. That's why you're always in perpetual fucking, election cycle. I mean, it's never end. I mean, it used to be nobody thought about elections, for at least a couple of the years, the third year coming up, then they start talking about it a little bit and then, starting their next fucking con job. But that's when they had everybody tied down to I'm a good Republican. I vote a straight Republican ticket, pay my taxes. I'm proud to be an American and I'm for our boys going and killing for the Jews whenever the Jews need them. And that shit was going on. But it's come to the point, look at what a fantastic thing they had to fucking pull off to get that dirty son of a bitch and fork tongue piece of shit Trump in. Like, what an act, man. I mean, you talk about a Hollywood production. That was a hell of a production. And that's all they got left. But they're gonna try and do it again. They're gonna throw the production out there. And I've seen it, Trump's things. Now the camera things have narrowed down. You got a narrow focus. And they've got the people in there that they've brought. The base of the fucking treachery is what it is. It's that 12-14% that are the fucking hardcore. It's paying for them. They are in the top 5-15% of the fucking money getters in this country. Everybody else is flat fucked and getting fucked worse every day, and they know it. But they can bring them in there and then, hey man, stick with me because I'll pay off a few of you to fuck the rest of you. Is really what it's always came down to, but they're having to tighten the camera angles again, tighter and tighter, and I'm listening. And they try to act like it's a goddamn, like they're in the middle of the fucking Super Bowl crowd, and it's, but it's not, I can hear it. It's, there's nobody there. There's the handful of fucking good old boy Masons, and goddamn, fucking industry. Of course, one goes in hand with the other. But it's the Masonic fucking industry people, and there's just a handful of them. I mean everybody when he's sitting up there telling you something that everybody in this fucking country is like 9/11. Everybody in this fucking country knows it's a farce. But when this shit just went down with the NRA just in this last week, the bump stock thing, the lawsuits and everything, him saying that we're going to take the guns and then we'll talk about due process. All of this shit all the stupid people that came out and who had never voted and went and registered to vote because, oh God, this guy's going to save us. It ain't there. All you got left is just, there's nothing there. And on either side, because you come out with the fucking Joe Biden shit and stuff and everybody knows it's all a lie. They have gone so far as to now that even the dumbest of the dumber people, Even people that you wouldn't think just going, oh, they're all just lying. They ain't going to do that. So, all right, then I agree. Even I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, whatever. If you figured it fucking out, even if you don't know the life that you, goddamn, the wonderful life that you are entitled to as an American national, at least unregistered to vote. Let them know that the fucking circus is over. We're ready to fight you. And we're going to take this shit back and we're going to take everything you've stolen from us and you're going to go to the gallows. That's what's going to happen to you. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old mountain dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Axes flash, rocks all swing, shining armors piercing a ring. Houses run with a father's shield. Fight those bastards till they yield. Midnight mare, blood red roan.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time. And that chorus was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrai. And, man, I'm telling you, we better get... We can't just keep just sitting here watching this shit happen, people. I forgot to open up. You know, a few people have gotten a hold of me wondering what the hell's going on with Flea, because and I haven't been able to get hold of him for like a month. And today I was gonna, you know, see if there was somebody near where he was at to go and see what the hell was going on with him. And so I decided to make one last call at 11 o'clock, and he answered. And he's been real deathly ill, man. I mean, with his stomach, and he didn't even feel like he would. Answering a phone, you know, is what he said, and he sounded it, but yeah, he's coming back. He's in the, you know, back in the pink. He's moving around. I think he's going to go to town today, so we should see him, you know, driving us crazy and with his obnoxious comments just any time now. So anyway, those of you who are wondering, he's okay. I'm your host, Henry Shively. We're like, we did that. Okay, we were working on this article here. All right, we were at, that is just 41,488 cases out of 174,628 cases. And that number is really inflated because, as noted by TRAC, each parent and each child are separately counted as court cases, even though many are likely to be heard together and resolved as one family unit. This, they conclude that recent family arrivals comprise just 4% of the current court's 855,807 case backlog as of February 28th. Even the liberal Syracuse University, which is clearly upset, that the administration is not doing enough to grant bogus asylum claims, articulates the case I've made all along, that that nothing in our laws compels this outcome, and it never has. That's what we've been saying all along. Trump had the authority from day one to start deporting them, just like he promised in his fucking lie, his carnival act. You remember, he said, we're deporting every one of them. What about DACA? What about the Dream? Every one of them, said he. And he had the fucking, he had the administrative authority within the administrative branch of what isn't our government. it's impossible to talk about. And nothing is as it should be. And for, they shouldn't be able to let one person into this goddamn country unless it'd have to be up to we the people. Because you are absolutely taking a part of what belongs to us as real fucking property. Who owns the United States? Oh, the government does. No, the government fucking does not. The government is the servant of the people in the original contract, remember? So you say, oh, I hire you to work for me and you own everything I own all of a sudden, huh? Is that how you're supposed to work and you can start selling my shit? No, this is the corporation. And it was all written as corporate policy because all this was done after 1869. All of these laws were written. So it is corporate policy. So they got the discretion. You know, it's arbitrary and capricious. We can enforce it or not enforce it. And right now the rich, filthy rich, they've never been doing bad. NRA, goddamn speech. Yeah, and I look out across there, the diamond necklaces and stuff. Hey, fuck, I'll tell you people what. The people that stole fucking $16 trillion, actually $22 trillion from us in 2008 are doing, I mean, they got that $22 trillion plus another $22 trillion to pay it off, borrowed in our great-grandchildren's name, and they've made record profits since that day forward, and they just got another $3.2 trillion. God, they're doing awesome. God, if you're one of them, God, life is wonderful. Of course, you're a goddamn corporate fucking traitor. I mean, you're illegal. What you're doing is a crime by definition of the law of this land. But yes, oh God, I'm smiling from ear to ear. And then, oh, that was it, man. I was going to say it when I was talking about, you know, the ones talking on the couch there about his approval rating actually going down. But everybody's the economy's great and everybody's behind the economy, but at him as a person, it's going down. But you see, the two don't jive. And one of them actually said, well, maybe the people care more about money than they do about Trump. God damn people. But this gets better. Okay, that's where we were. Backlog. Okay, even the liberal Syracuse University, okay, doing enough to grant bogus grants that nothing in our laws compels this outcome. Nothing in our laws compels this outcome. Family arrivals at the border do not automatically have the right to file for asylum in immigration court under existing laws, but they're not laws. That's the problem. And the law was always supposed to be the admiralty law. We wouldn't be allowing this if we could exercise our authority. You think we wouldn't do it? You think we wouldn't run every son of a bitch and one of them out of here with paper? Because that's all it would take. 12 of us saying that, yeah, I agree with the 13th one that fucking filed this. I want him the fuck out of here. I mean, that was made clear by the bogus fucking, this bogus last election. That's what that election, if they try, oh, it's about the economy and this and that. It's about the economy for a fucking tiny handful. For the 1 to 15% of the people of this fucking country, it's about the economy. Because to them, all of this fucking slave labor pouring in is the most wonderful thing that could possibly happen. God, my mountain's so goddamn high I can't even see the top of it, and it's about to get higher. And these dumbass Americans that's having it all taken from them, they're just sitting there watching it happen. Under existing laws, which are not laws, they're policies, but if we had a real government, it would be laws, and there wouldn't be no such thing as immigration into this goddamn country. You would have to have a national referendum because you would be taken from every individual fucking sovereign in this country every time you let some son of a bitch in here. Such families must pass a number of hurdles. First, those simply coming for better economic opportunity are subject to expedited removal by DHS, a purely administrative process that doesn't require a decision by any judge. And see, that's what I've been telling you guys all along. They do fall under the administrative fucking, because this is your borders. I mean, we talk about where the tide ebbs and flows. Well, this is also your borders, where your borders begin. Anything that's coming across that goddamn border, they would have jurisdiction under the original Constitution, and it would be their fucking duty to defend those borders and defend what belongs to us, including our rights. And no judge could have anything to say because all the judges, there could only be one kind of judge in this country. It was an elected judge in the common law, under the common law jurisdiction. But what they're doing is they're coming in and it is an administrative act and it is covered under the administrative bullshit, but it's corporate. It's not nothing to do with the fucking, like, fiduciary responsibility. They pick up a hat. Oh, now I'm a senator. Oh, now I'm a goddamn on the corporate board for this fucking corporate board. That's what the game they're playing. And then you turn around and you say, we want this son of a bitch. Your administrative law, your so-called administrative law that you can exercise, which is supposed to be could only be exercised on foreigners, never with the people we were self-governing under the common law. Like I've said, they got no right to see no fucking judge. The army's the one that's supposed to come and get them. They are fucking invaders. And this is what I've been saying all along. And oh boy, somebody, blockbusting. But hey man, wow, they just figured, somebody discovered uranium. By any judge, simply expressing a credible fear of returning to their home country is also not sufficient. Each family must pass a credible fear or reasonable fear review. Those that do not pass this review do not have an opportunity to proceed and present their asylum claims. Again, such individuals are subject to expedited removal from the country. That means they just go. I mean, that's the way it was. Why did they think that we're stupid? It worked that way for, I mean, like I said, it's all bullshit. It's all done in the corporation. But things were, I mean, they come out and told you, this is the law, this is how we're protecting your borders. And then, you know, during the Obama thing, they're just not enforcing the law. No, they're just not fucking implementing their corporate policy, because they don't have to, because there is no repercussion for them not doing it. There's no repercussion for them selling our country underneath us. There's no repercussion for them bringing slave laborers from around the world. There's no repercussion for them bringing fucking these people from China paying $80,000 to have a fucking baby here, so that a hunk of my goddamn country automatically is turned over to them. There is none. They wrote a waiver. There's a loophole. Opportunity to proceed and present their asylum claims. Again, such individuals are subject to expedited removal from the country. Of course they are. So why is the administration not placing every single person who comes to the border into expedited removal? Even if they begin asserting the credible fear claims thereafter, those claims can be denied by Trump through his administrative officials without any review from the courts. And that's what we've been saying all along. They have no right into the courts. Because the reason it was written like that is because the only courts that were supposed to exist were for us. And see, this was during the transition from the common law courts to this goddamn administrative international admiralty bullshit. That's where this whole fucking fuzzy shit came in. But of course, there's not another country like our country. But you come here, if you're an American national, you got goddamn rights, and you got rights to that administrative, common law court. You have a right to the common law jury, the common law procedures, all your procedural rights are there. But if you're not, it's like, you know, an invasion force. Every goddamn soldier that crosses your fucking lines, oh, you got to go give him a hearing in front of a court? Really? Because that's what they're talking here. And Trump absolutely fucking, I told you guys from the beginning, sign a piece of paper, it's over. They could be sending these son of a bitch. Well, they tell you on here, they've discovered what we've been talking about here. Somebody discovered what we've been talking here about here for about 2 or 3 years now. Those claims can be denied by Trump through his administrative officials without any review from the courts. And he said he tried to throw them out, and the courts just keep stopping him. But that ain't what the fucking so-called law says. But it ain't law. It's administrative policy. And they're all in agreement on it. And you think Trump ain't in agreement with every fucking faggot-ass goddamn communist judge on the Ninth Circuit? You're out of you're foolish. You don't know what you're talking about. You can't see in front of you. You can't see if a hand is empty or if it has a nickel in it. And then they are placed back in expedited removal. So they can make their claim, but they're put right back in expedited removal. Within 7 days, they give a reason. And they don't give it to no judge. They don't get a hearing. They give it to the administration. And if the administration doesn't find it credible, which they only like fucking 4% of them have been found credible out of the millions that have come in this goddamn country, Padoop, you're out of here now. Not tomorrow, not next day. No fucking court date and bye, have a nice day. Here's a check. Go have some fun at Wally World. The only excuse the government has left is that it doesn't have enough suitable facilities to hold the family units in order to comport with the Flores settlement. But the administration has had months to muster all of its logistical assets and diplomatic powers with Guatemala and Honduras to begin an airlift to Central America for expedited removal, which is exactly what the son of a bitch promised you, the people dumb enough to go vote for him, he was going to do. This is exactly what he was talking about. He was talking about the laws just aren't being enforced. And when he said that we start shipping them out, every one of them, yeah, absolutely. You could, but you're not gonna. Because fucking you're an international goddamn, you're one of the international fucking elitist industrialists that wants slave labor sitting right on top of the fucking resources so you don't have to ship them over to China for manufacture. You can bring the son of a bitches here. You kill all the fucking Americans off, or they'll starve down and they'll be beggars at your feet too on the land that their fucking forefathers conquered, on the land that fucking belongs to them by right and by fucking law. Let's put aside those already released as water under the bridge. Now listen to this shit. Let's just put aside the fucking probably close to 100 million of these motherfuckers that have already come into our country that have put us in the position that we are in, as the mass majority of the people of this country are in. Let's just put those already released as water under the bridge for the time being. Declaring expedited removal for the next wave of illegal immigrants will send an immediate message to those farther down the pipeline that catch and release is over. This catch and release is operating. He keeps going, oh, Congress won't do it. Bullshit, Congress. It has nothing to do with it. The law is already there. If it was law, but it ain't law. It's policy that you, Mr. Trump, you fucking fork-tongued son of a bitch, have made the decision as the head CEO of the corporate aristocracy that you are not going to enforce. It's there. You can put them on a plane tomorrow and no court. No, see, the courts would have to be courts, but they aren't courts. They're administrative fucking, what, they're administrative fucking admiralty fucking star chamber fucking hearing rooms. The no elected judge. He was appointed by the same son of a bitches who won't fucking enforce the fucking law. He says catch and release is nothing he can do about it. He's a goddamn liar. Like we've said he was all along. It would be worth clearing out all the facilities which they are doing anyway. They're letting them all in. What's the guy saying? He said, just go ahead and take all the facilities empty because you're going to let them in anyway. The next waves are coming. Just let them on in is what this guy's saying. I mean, this is how desperate the fucking situation is, because this guy is, I mean, he's talking about what isn't being done. Just to empty them out in order to hold just the next group for the week or so needed for removal. 1 week or so needed for removal, even if they're asking for asylum, which only 4% fucking have even qualified for under their phony fucking goddamn administrative fucking policies. There is no reason why this should take more than 20 days. Moreover, the president can nullify. Listen to me now. What have we been saying all along? This is blockbuster. This is breaking. Man, nobody knew about this. Look what we found out. Moreover, the president can nullify the Flores settlement, which in itself is a violation of law. What? Of course it is. Requiring us to detain these people and write a new procedure for detaining family units together. The DHS published such a proposal on September 7th, 2018, but for whatever reason has never promulgated it. I'll tell you the goddamn reason. Them same people that were cheering in that fucking room at that NRA fucking speech. They want slaves. They want to, you ain't gonna do nothing about it. You go and try and stop this fucking way, this illegal fucking invasion of your country. They'll be the ones shooting at you. So it will come down to when they get in the neighborhood. We're gonna do this the hard way, obviously. The laws aren't the problem. Not that they're laws. I mean, the disclaimer is the way you have to fucking, because the way, what a gob, I talk about a gob of spaghetti. I mean, a huge fucking gob of spaghetti. They are, in fact, the solution. This is not about asylum, because most aren't currently asserting it. Nor is it about asylum law, which was written to prevent this very outcome. This is about the abolishing of our laws and our borders. And like I said, this same son of a bitch who just came out the other day and said, Mexico, you got a year. We're just going to whoever wants, fuck it, the border's open. And if you don't do something, Mexico, if you don't do something about this invasion into our country that we're paying you to facilitate, that we just gave you $4.1 billion and we get to facilitate across your country so that they can walk into our fucking country, that we just gave $5.6 billion to Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador so that they could put the caravans together. I'm giving you 1 year. And if you don't stop this illegal invasion into my country, I'm going to close those borders. Well, goddamn, how many fucking people you think? Gloves off, just as fast as you can fucking move them. How many can you get in this goddamn country in a year? Maybe you think you have enough that you could go in and the next administration, see, he'll be voted out and it'll be one of them Democrats. You watch what I tell you. And then he's going to, well, I got executive pen, and I'm no more guns for these people, no more guns for these people, no AR-15s, no fucking high capacity clips. No, I'm writing executive orders, by the way. And oh, we have no enforcement. Oh, yes, we do. We got 100 fucking million. We had 100 million when this whole thing started. It'd be close to 200 fucking million against our 320 million Americans. And most of these son of a bitches coming in are in fighting age. You don't get a visa anymore. You go rent a kid. I gotta believe that down in fucking Mexico right now, you can go somewhere and rent a fucking kid to take you to walk across the fucking border if you had to, but you don't even have to do that no more. There is nothing there. Stop. There is nothing but fucking facilitating. Help it, pick you. They fucking pick you up and carry you here. Stop you. Anyways, God Almighty, what a mess, people. Anyway, that just settles it all right there. This is something we've been saying for a long fucking time. That there's no way this can't be called deliberate. And you can't be no doubt of who's behind it. Who was behind fucking the fucking con that is Trump. The con to put him in there. I mean, all of them, these rich, what we'll do, you see, guys, is we'll, even, you know, Republicans and Democrats, because we hate each other too. But we're all going to act like we don't want this son of a bitch. And if we don't want if the people see we don't want something, they're going to think, if they don't want it, we must want it. That's what they did. Go ahead.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Send more money, gas cards, and vehicles down to the border to the militias. They'll stop it.
Well, yeah, I heard that this morning. I don't get it. On the one hand, you're telling me that they're down there doing exactly what I'm saying. They're facilitating the invasion. But we should, I mean, hey, fuck from the trenches, you know, forget about anybody that's really trying to do anything about this. Forget about all of that. Send the money down to the border so that you got goddamn traitors down there. You got Tory militia down there that are going to help with this invasion. And then am I missing something? I'm not saying that just to be an asshole. Isn't that the very definition of a fucking Tory militia? You're helping an invasion into the country by the internationals? I think so. Anyways, guys, we finally made it to the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. But, man, you want to talk to people, get that article. I mean, I can't think. Let me see if I can find the name of it for you again here, because I throw papers when I read them because they make me angry. Nope, that wasn't it. I'm going to get it, because if you guys want it, I want you to have it. Give me a second here to look. I throw them far, too, evidently. I am not seeing it.
I'll put that out again on Monday. I'll give you guys that. Take that article. I mean, somebody's arguing with you about this shit. Read it. Just read it. They are breaking the fucking law. This is an invasion. And you people that think that you got, like, you know, Katie and Dion, they had them a good, I mean, that was awesome yesterday, you know, they had them a good fucking venting. And everybody should be that goddamn angry about it. But, I mean, take that and show that to them and say, you know what, you think you got some, you think you got your house there and you got your money in your bank, you think you're going to get to keep that? You think you can make then show them the Georgia Guidestones, you think you're going to make the cut? Because I don't think you are. Anyways, that's The Word from the Trenches, people. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You too, brother.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!